This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Sure, you could lend the government your money for 30 years. That's the current long bond in the U.S. government's debt offerings. But if that's not enough for you, how do 50 or even 100-year bonds sound? Should that fit your investing needs? Somehow? Good news from the Treasury Department. Secretary Steven Mnuchin said this week the United States is, in fact, considering really long bonds. Other countries and companies have done it. But why the Treasury Department? And why now? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson cracks this one.
Interest rates right now are low, like very low. The yield on the 30-year Treasury bond is around the lowest it's ever been. So Andrew Hollenhorst, chief U.S. economist for Citigroup, says it makes sense for Treasury to see if it could lock in those rates for as long as possible.
The Treasury's mandate, among other things, is to fund the government at the lowest possible cost.
Other countries, including Austria and Argentina, have already issued some ultra-long bonds. But Hollenhorst says the Treasury Department would probably only move forward if it thought it could sell them regularly. And so the big question is who'd buy these bonds and how much demand there'd be for them. Marilyn Cohen, CEO of Envision Capital Management, says these bonds don't make sense for individual investors, but
I think it makes tons of sense for anybody like a pension fund, like an insurance fund, in which they know they have to pay off the obligations that are locked and loaded and due in another 50 years or another 100 years.
The demand question is harder to answer, says Torsten Slok, chief economist at Deutsche Bank.
The risk, of course, is that you as a government go out and issue a lot of 50 or 100-year bonds. And if you issue too much, then there's demand for them. You run the risk that the interest rates will be a lot higher.
Which would pretty much defeat the point. He says uncertainty about demand may be why Treasury hasn't moved forward with this idea when it explored it in the past. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.